I wish I would have had something a little bit more for the children today, but this one kind of starts off with it, first of all. Most people have heard of Superman and know that his secret identity is Clark Kent. But do you know what his real name is? No Superman fans here? On the fictional planet Krypton, Superman's real name is Kal-El. That's K-A-L dash capital E-L. Kal-El. And he's the son of Jor-El. The suffix L, E-L, of course means of God in Hebrew. Kal is similar to the Hebrew word for voice or vessel, with Kal-El being defined as the voice of God. The meaning of Jor-El in Hebrew, you know, this is something that the creators of Superman came up with, but they believe that Jor-El means God will uplift. This is the explanation that the creators of Superman, you know, came up with. But in reality, in Hebrew, Kal actually means light. And it's not light, it's light as opposed from being heavy or lightweight in that sense. Or it also can mean simple or easy. Basically, so, you know, basically Kal-El actually means lightweight God. That would be a better interpretation of Superman's real name, lightweight God. And that said, with the English accent that the creators, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, held, they were both Jews, by the way, it may be possible that the original meaning was actually voice of God, but they had another word called kol, which is K-O-L in Hebrew, which was similar to Kal, which is a little bit closer to their meaning of being a vessel or the voice of God. But really, he was the lightweight God. I want to look today at what we might consider supermen of the Bible. And I'm not talking about Samson and people like that. I'm actually talking a little bit more of some beings that are not men, but the angels. An angel from the Hebrew word is the Hebrew word malak, and the Greek word is angelos, meaning messenger. Basically, if you look at Malachi's name, Malachi is known as the messenger, because that's what his name means, malak. The word El, E-L, means and is one of the names for God, as I had mentioned, and is often the suffix in angelic names, such as Gabriel, which means God's strength, or Michael, which means who is like God. The Archangel Gabriel's name means God is my strength. His name kind of means, you know, strong man of God. And the Archangel Michael's name means who is like God. He is referred to as in Daniel 10, verse 13, as one of the chief princes. That is one of the leading rulers in the angelic realm. He is further called in Daniel 12, verse 1, the great prince who stands over watch of your, that is Daniel's, people, the Jewish people, and more broadly, all of Israel. But what I'd like to do is turn to Isaiah chapter 14, and we're going to start in verse 12, and we're going to look at another angel. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. The New International Version has verse 12 as, how you are falling from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down into the earth, you who once laid low the nations. The Amplified Version of that same verse there in verse 12 is, how have you fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, light bringer, dawn, or son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the ground. You who have weakened the nations, king of Babylon. The King James Version translates this word, it's in Strong's. It's the Strong's H1966 is the word we're going to look at here. In the following manner, they translate it as Lucifer. Lucifer, they say, is light, means light bearer, shining one, morning star. You know, and Lucifer is referred to here as the king of Babylon, or as we know him, Satan. However, the name here in Hebrew is, there's two different spellings. The first one is H-E-L-E-L, having the E-L at the end, which is pronounced Hellel. The other spelling of it, of this word, is H-E-Y-L-E-L, again ending with the E-L, but in this word here, they pronounce it Hillel. And this word means in the sense of brightness. Morning star, Lucifer, is where they get this from. Now the Hebrew word is translated Lucifer in this verse, Hillel, is, and this is the only time that this word is anywhere in the Bible, and it's used in the Bible. It's pretty much is formed from the root, the primitive root word, Hillel, which is H-A-L-A-L. Now this word, you know, where they say that the Latin word of Lucifer means light bringer, the Hebrew word for light bringer is the name Aaron, the high priest Aaron. His name really means light bringer. There are some that say Aaron's name means lofty mountain, but the root word means light. The Greek word for light bringer is phosphorus. The older speller of that is Ephosphoros. So basically the names Aaron and Lucifer and Phosphorus are 100% identical in meaning. But the Hebrew word Hillel is completely different in meaning from these three names. Hillel in actual fact has nothing to do with bringing any light whatsoever. And it's pretty obvious of who we're talking about. It is interesting that God selected a man with the name Aaron to be the very first high priest. It's also interesting that in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, Jesus Christ is called Phosphorus, which is incorrectly translated into the English as day star. So who organized for Satan to have the Latin version of this same name applied to himself? Lucifer. This is the Latin translation of the Hebrew word Hillel, the Greek word for phosphorus, a name that was used by Jerome in the Vulgate Bible when they were making this Bible. Jerome had a big part in that. For example, in Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12, it is an honorific title for the Babylonian king, this Lucifer, or Hallel. It's composed of the elements of lux, which means light, and fear, which means to bring, hence dawn bringer or light bringer. It became the old English name for Satan and is a name for the morning star Venus. But the root word that we're looking at here for Hallel is that verb, Hallel, H-A-L-A-L. Everybody following me? The King James Version, or in King James Version, this translates this verb Hallel is H-1984 in the following manner. It is translated in the Old Testament as praise 117 times, glory 14 times, boast 10 times, mad 8 times, shine 3 times, foolish 3 times, fools twice, recommended twice, rage twice, celebrate once, give once, and marriage once, and renown once. This Hebrew word Hallel has two distinctively opposite meanings, both of which apply to illustrate the way this word was used in the Old Testament. It has this positive meaning to shine, and thus very frequently it is translated as praise and as glory. But Hallel also has a negative meaning, to boast, to be mad, to be foolish, to rage. It is not the word Hallel itself that tells us whether it's positive or negative meaning that should be applied, but it's always totally dependent upon the context in which the word is used to make clear whether it is a positive meaning or a negative meaning. There are many examples for both meanings found throughout the Old Testament. Like I said, this verb, Hallel, is used 165 times in the Old Testament. Now the noun, Hallel, formed from this verb, Hallel, is grammatically just like the noun runner that you would get from the verb run in that sense there. It is simply a way of personifying attributes to inherit the verb here. So the potential meanings for the Hebrew noun Hallel range from bright, shiny one, the positive side of Hallel, all the way to the arrogant and mad boaster, which is the negative side of Hallel. See where I'm going with this? The only way to be sure to whether Hallel is intended by God to represent the positive side or the negative side of Hallel is to carefully examine the context in which God presents this name, Hallel. It also goes without saying that if Satan himself had any influence whatsoever regarding the name of Hallel that should be applied to Hallel, then he would, without a slightest hesitation and without any scruples, push for the positive meaning. If Satan's vote counts for anything, then it's obvious which meaning he will endorse. Does anybody doubt that? So let's examine the context in which God used his name, Hallel, to refer to Satan. Was God trying to heap praise on Satan when he used his name Hallel, or was God trying to heap scorn on Satan when he used this name? And was God trying to identify Satan with the exact same name that he would later use in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, to identify Jesus Christ? Can't have two day stars. So let's examine the context. If we look at Isaiah chapter 14 again, and we look at verse 11, it speaks about pomp or pride. Verse 12, it speaks of Hillel fallen from heaven. Hardly a very complimentary statement about Satan, fallen from heaven. Verse 13 starts with the words, "For you have said in your heart." These words introduce reason for the name Hillel. God says, "I am calling you Hillel because of something you said in your heart." So this is a key verse to examine right here. This next one, or this one right here in 13. "For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend to heaven." I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Now what do Satan's comments say about "I will ascend, I will exalt, I will sit" tell you? If you were God and I were to say these things to you, exactly what would you think of me? Would you be impressed by my genuine intention to knock you off your throne and take over your position? "I will ascend above the highest heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High," in verse 14. What is this statement? A sincere intention by Satan, or an unbelievable, arrogant boast? Surely this is the greatest boast that any being, human or angelic, has ever made. Arrogantly inserting that he will take over from his own creator. Is it possible to think of a more boastful statement than that? I don't think so. The next verse reveals God's response to these thoughts Satan had harbored. Notice this verse, verse 15. "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." In the Greek language, it had incorrectly translated this Hillel as phosphorus, a spelling variation of the old word ephosphorus, which meant light bringer. When Jerome made his Latin language Vulgate translation, instead of correctly translating the Hebrew word Hillel, he simply translated it incorrectly to this phosphorus into the Latin word Lucifer. He did this knowing that Isaiah 14, verse 12, is speaking about Satan. He knew this. Even though Jerome translated the New Testament Greek phosphorus in 2 Peter 1, verse 19, as Lucifer as well, knowing that this scripture referred to Jesus Christ. Now, this was the original that he did. So Jerome knew that once he used the name Lucifer for Satan in the Old Testament and once for Jesus Christ in the New Testament. The exact same translation. But when the English translator, English language translators came along, they simply retained Jerome's incorrect translation of Hillel in Isaiah 14, verse 12, while at the same time they carefully, obscurely inscribed Jerome's correct translation of phosphorus as Lucifer in 2 Peter 1, verse 19. They totally changed that to make sure that it wasn't the same word. The correct translation, therefore, really is, "How are you falling from heaven, you incredible, arrogant and mad boaster, son of the morning," which is referring to Jesus Christ, the morning star, because he created Satan. "How are you then cut to the ground, you who weaken the nations?" Not even sure that we can say that Hillel is actually a real name for him. He might have had a name before, a beautiful name like Gabriel or Michael, but now we know him as Satan, the devil. Whatever his name was, I don't even think it was Hillel. It definitely wasn't Lucifer. But he doesn't even deserve a name such as that now. Rather than praising Satan in this verse, God was heaping scorn and contempt on Satan for his unbelievable arrogance, saying he's going to overthrow him. The God of this world, as we know him in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, he has deceived humanity into applying the positive meaning of Hillel to the designation Hillel. And in that way, usurping one of the names of the New Testament that is used specifically for Jesus Christ. You can see that he wanted to do this. He wanted the same name as Jesus Christ. With this name, Lucifer, Satan has effectively disguised himself as an angel of light, which is in 2 Corinthians 11:14. Don't be fooled by Satan. His name is not Lucifer. He is Satan the devil, and he is our adversary.